Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Happy Easter. I love Resurrection Day, although we celebrate it every week. So, I mean, you know, sometimes this is really a big thing for everybody. This is like normal for us because our Jesus has not just risen from the dead a few days ago. He's been alive for a long time. Amen. How many of you know Jesus is alive in your life? Man, I tell you, when you know God, it changes everything. When you know Jesus, the resurrection and the life, it changes everything. Religion just don't work. Amen. But serving the risen Christ is awesome. So we want to welcome you today. It's going to be really busy, a lot of fun, and I'm preaching really short. And we're just going to enjoy Jesus together. Amen. How many of you were in second service last week? We had a tremendous outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. And we just want to invite Jesus today to do whatever he wants. You know, they've worked very hard at a production, but if God doesn't want to happen, we don't care. Amen. We just want Jesus. We want God to show up. God to change our lives. Turn to somebody and say, Jesus wants to change your life today.
Jesus wants to change your life today.
That's right. He loves you, and he really cares. We want to welcome all those that are watching on live stream this morning. Thank you so much. I was shared with someone, an entire nursing home this morning is watching us online. We love you. You're going to enjoy Jesus. He's going to show up right there at that nursing home and touch your life right where you're at. I declare in Jesus' name that sickness that you've had will be disintegrated by the power and the name of Christ. I declare that the resurrection power of Jesus will show up in that room. Heal, save, and set free all the people that are watching today. Amen. Rhonda Jean.
We'd like to invite our guests. We have a guest reception this Sunday, so if you'd like to meet and greet some of the pastors, if after the service, you can come down this hallway. There'll be signage for you. There's coffee and refreshments, so come in and greet us. We would love to meet you. Thank you for being in the house with us today. Let's pray. Father, we just love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the price that you paid on Calvary, the price that you paid for our sins and our sicknesses and disease. You died to pay for both, and we thank you, Jesus, that we can walk in freedom, that we can walk in deliverance, that you change everything. Yeah. In your presence this morning, as we've gathered in your house, change everything, Jesus. Change everything. Turn mourning into gladness. Turn depression into joy. Jesus, we just pray the spirit of heaviness will be lifted off and exchanged for the spirit of praise, the garment of praise, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege of coming into your house, celebrating, worshiping, adoring you for the price that you paid, the great price that you paid for us. We cannot thank you or repay you enough. So here's our lives and here's our praise, Jesus. In your precious name, amen.
Now this is called the Day of the Great Return. Let's stand to our feet. Let's welcome the return of Jesus Christ into our lives.
Come on. shout this out. Say,
the only lasting thing is you. You are forever. You are forever. You are the one that I run to. You are my treasure. You are my treasure.
Thank you, Father God. Come on, just lift them up. Lift them up this morning. Because you are.
Let's be real. Last night, my wife and I watched The Passion of the Christ again. I love watching that movie. Has anybody ever seen that movie? If you've not seen that, that might be something you want to show your family today. You know, as Jesus, because it's just, many times when you're serving God, it's almost like he's up there, we're down here. But when you watch that movie, it just makes him so Jesus of Nazareth. And when you see Jesus of Nazareth and what Jesus of Nazareth took on himself so that we could be here today. You know, I was thinking for people, even for myself, as I was watching that movie last night, just reevaluating my relationship with God. Has he become religious to you? Or is he Jesus from Nazareth to you? Who rose from the dead. I'm excited about raising from the dead. But when we forget the price that was paid so that we can stand here today and have a relationship with God, not a religion with God, a relationship with God. And I challenge you during this whole day, as the bride is returning, as the great return is happening, that you return. As David said, restore the joy of my salvation. Come right back to the beginning. Yeah. My and my aunt, they've been saved at least 10 years. Probably what, 60 years? 70 years? They've been born again 70 years. And I will tell you, that's a week and a half. I will tell you, I know them both. And they still genuinely love Jesus. It's not religion to them. They love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Or is he just wrapped up in a good old religion for you? And I challenge you today to get back to the cross. Now listen, you can't stay at the cross because he rose. Amen. But you got to get to the cross and realize, when that whip came down, do you remember that one time when he was pinned to that big piece of wood, and this guy took that, the flagellum, it's called, it's a whip that has bones and metal on it. And I remember they hit him a few times, but this last time, the one that jumped out at me, they hit him and it went on his side and they tore it off, and literally you saw the flesh tear off him in the movie. And at that moment I thought, here's what my exact thought was. That was Rhonda's cancer peeling off. For by his stripes, we are healed. Then they showed a picture, and all they showed was the bottom of the cross, and they showed streams of blood coming down. And I said, that was every lie. That was every thought. That was every action. He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. Not the religious of God, the righteous of God. I challenge you today. I don't know what your relationship with Jesus is, but please, let's not let this be Easter. Let's let this be Easter. The resurrection and the life. Resurrecting that relationship with the Lord that you know that you maybe have lost and has become distant to you. You know, the world has been crazy, but Jesus is sane. The world is chaotic, but God is order. And so you can live, as Pastor Rhonda just said, in peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Give me Jesus. I like that song. Well, you're very cute. You're welcome. You may be seated this morning.
Amen. As the children are getting out here and getting ready, we're going to do our time of tithes and offerings. And there is literally nothing we can give. Pastor Cody said, if we owned every inch of land and every ounce of gold and every precious jewel in the world, it still wouldn't be enough to pay for the price that Jesus paid for our lives. So in this house, it's our joy to give to our King. It's our joy to bring our tithes. In Malachi 3, it tells us to bring all of the tithe into the storehouse. So this morning, we are going to bring our tithes to the Lord. We'll have baskets in the front. If you are still uncomfortable moving about and you don't want to come forward, that is perfectly fine. We will have a basket at the back when you leave the service. So we've made it available for every single one. If you'll stand to your feet now, we're going to make our supernatural declaration, because in this house, we declare the word of God over our finances. This is not a religious act for us. We are going to declare God's word that does not return void over our money. We're going to send his word forth to work on behalf of our money. His word tells us that he will teach us to profit and that he desires us to prosper. So let's declare his word. If you'll repeat it after me, it's found in Deuteronomy 28. And it says, If I obey, then I am blessed going in. And I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. And I am blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God.
Very good. I'm so excited just to say thank you to our children's ministry. Yesterday, right here in this campus, we had, I don't know how many thousands. I know we had over 1,000. We had over 1,000 people here yesterday, and we gave away 70,000 eggs. I do want to be honest with you that we are going to have to subtract probably 20 of those since I ravaged them myself. Amen. I have a pocket that has a lot of candy in it, and glory to God, I'm sorry. But when you're bringing your offerings to the Lord, I want to remind you that this is what we do with it. Every year, this church gives away. Last year, His Tabernacle Family Church gave away over $370,000. And we did that because we love our community. We love reaching our community. And every time you give, you've got to know that it's reaching souls for Jesus Christ. Amen? I said amen. So we're so glad that you're here. If you're a guest in the house, we want to give you a special shout out this morning. And we want to encourage you to come three times. Everybody say three. Come three times. We'd encourage you, come three times to the house of the Lord. Why? Because the first time you come is a little bit, I'm not sure. Second time is okay. Third time is, I don't know if I could go back to a quiet church again. You're looking at your child. Let me see. I'm sorry. I thought you were waving at me. I love you too. Amen. We want to say and give a special thanks out to our children's ministry. This week on Wednesday, we bust in. Where's Pastor Aaron? 58 children and 13 children gave their hearts to Jesus Christ this Wednesday. That's under the age of 12. Also on Thursday, we launched our Elmira Youth Campus. I mean, that's exciting. And they had, where's Pastor Cody? They had 30 teenagers for their very first week in the Elmira Youth Campus. What are they calling it? Youth campus. And then they had 40 kids here. So I just want to encourage you. God's doing great things, and God wants to use your life, and he is. Not only every time you bring an offering to the Lord, but as you put your hand to the plow. Amen? Turn to someone and say, don't be a slug. Make sure you're busy in the house of God. Pastor Aaron.
Thank you.
come. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited. Pastor Aaron has such a tremendous team. We are not. There we go. We are not babysitters here. We are raising up the next generation to take the devil's kingdom back down. Amen. They're learning how to lay hands on kids, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. These kids are ministers of the gospel, and we are excited that they are growing up in Christ. They are not our next generation. They are our now generation. Amen. Praise God. Excited. I think we need a fix of this microphone. If we could grab another one or something, folk. Amen. Isaac's on his way. Isaac, you are just a tremendous young man. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Kevin and Sister Carolyn. They brought their baby boy home this week. Amen. I believe he's in the house. He's in the house. For whatever reason, they didn't name the child after me, but we will move on from there. Amen.
Check.
But now I'm alive. Hallelujah.
God spoke to my heart this year that he was going to do something specific. And that was there was going to be a great return. That the bride was coming home. And I shared this a few weeks ago. I've shared it a few times. But it's a prophetic word for this church and I believe for the nation and for the kingdom of God. One day I was preaching in my sleep. I was dreaming. And in my dream, what happened in my dream was as I was preaching, there was a couple that had left the church that had been with us for an elongated period of time. And they had moved on and they left. And my heart was broken. He was very much a son to me in my spirit and raised him from being a newborn Christian and so on and so forth. And I was very heartbroken when they moved on. And in the sermon, I should say in my dream, I looked down in the dream while I was preaching, and they were sitting right over here. And I was taken aback. And how many of you know that in your dreams, you're like, choo-choo. Well, all of a sudden, I was in the back of the sanctuary. I don't know why I was in the back of the sanctuary. But I was down on my hands and knees, and I looked up, and I saw them walking towards me in their wedding garments. Now, I married them, so she had her wedding dress on, and he had his tuxedo on. And they looked at me in the dream and said, "We're coming home." And the Lord spoke to me, "My bride is coming home." Now, I don't think the dream had really anything to do with them. It was just an emotional connection. But the bride is coming home. Jesus is raising up his bride in these last days. This month of April, we're going to be preaching on the bride of Christ. And it's so important that we recognize there's a great return happening to the kingdom of God. And even today is a day of the great return. And I'm excited as this production written by Minister Mackenzie Smolin. Woo! How'd you like that? I didn't say co, I said Smolin. Amen. So if you'll just prepare yourself and get ready for the production called The Great Return.
I know that I'm marrying the most amazing man in the whole world. But you guys have made this day just so special.
Groom is so awesome. He sends us here to make sure you feel unconditionally loved.
Yeah, we can't wait to help you laugh and just enjoy life.
And love first, even when things get tough.
And make sure that wherever you go, you are led by peace.
You guys are the best.
So, are you ready? I think it's time.
Yeah. I think I'm ready.
Come on, let's go. He's been waiting.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together in the presence of, well, me and this assembly to join together my son and my church in holy matrimony. Marriage is one of my most sacred institutions. This occasion marks the celebration of love, submission, trust, and an everlasting commitment between them. You are about to enter into one of the holiest of bonds. Do you have your vows?
I do. Since the beginning of time, you have been my one and only reason for enduring the cross. I was happy to make that sacrifice so that you could be with me and my Father in heaven forever. The pain and the suffering that I endured, it just doesn't compare to the joy that I have and knowing that I can spend eternity with you. For since the foundations of the world, I was meant to be given up for you, to fight and win the battles that you couldn't win yourself. And so I give you my oath, my word, which I hold above my own name. I promise to always be faithful and to keep you as the single most important person in my life. I promise to never abandon you or forsaken you. I promise to always heal you when you're hurt and to love you unconditionally. Because I love you more than anyone else in the world. And with you as my bride by my side, I promise that your peace and your joy will be secure as long as you keep me as your groom.
Hey, sorry I am late. Did I miss the I-dos?
What are you doing here?
You should know why I'm here by now.
You're seeing him again, aren't you?
No, I swear. I'm not, I promise. It was just one time and we didn't even do anything.
Trying to hide the truth doesn't stop me from seeing it.
Oh, snap. Fight! Jerry! You know, I can come back at a different time, if you prefer.
You need to tell him to leave. I gave you authority over him. Tell him to leave.
No. I don't need to leave. Breathe. No. See, I can just stand right here, hold your hand. You see? You're still saying your vows. You're still getting married. It's not that big of a deal.
Do you really want this guy here right now? I mean, is he really doing that much by holding your hand? I mean, this is our moment.
Well, like you said, we're still gonna get married. You're still my groom. I just kind of like him here, too.
And like I said, I'm not sharing you with him.
It's kind of selfish. I mean, I'm not the one asking you to pick, am I? I mean, you can have both of us. I really don't mind.
No, you can't have both of us. You can't be with him and me at the same time. That's not how it works.
Yeah. Listen. Sugar. We both know that I'm the fun one. I'm not trying to make you do things that you don't want to do. I mean, this daddy's boy will be waiting right there, like literally right there, like a desperate housewife until you decide that you want to settle down with a nice boy like him. But I don't think you want that right now, do you?
Jesus, can we just put this off just for a little bit? I love you, but I'm just not sure if I'm ready for all of this yet.
Listen, I love you too, but you can't keep doing this over and over again. I'll be here waiting, but is this really what you want to do again?
Look, I'm still here, okay? I'm right here. But I don't have to be here 24/7. I mean, it's a little extreme, don't you think?
Very extreme. In fact, I think you two lovebirds need some space. It's healthy for a couple to have some time apart. And besides, we've already established you're going to get married at some point. So why don't you just come with me? We'll have some fun for a little bit. It'll give you a chance to miss him.
Maybe for a little bit.
Please, don't do this. You know what happens every time you do this. You separate yourself from me little by little to the point where we don't even know each other. And he can't give you what I paid for. He's a liar.
That's a little harsh, okay? I don't lie! I just open your eyes to the world outside of this teeny, tiny little altar. And I can tell you don't want the pressure or the responsibility of maintaining a relationship with a high maintenance boy. So we're just gonna leave. And hey, you can come back whenever you like.
Jesus, I love you. I'll be back tomorrow, I promise. This is just for one day.
Should we follow her?
Yeah, for as long as you can take it.
Okay.
She left me. Again.
Yeah, I told you she would, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You sure did, Father.
Hey, she'll come back.
That's the thing. I mean, this happens all the time. I mean, she's almost committed. We almost make it official. And then what happens? She goes back to a life of unfaithfulness to me. She goes back to him. After everything that I've sacrificed, after the heavy price that I paid so that nothing can come in between us, what does she do? She goes back to him again.
Listen, son. I sent you to accomplish the cross because you were the only one that had the power to save her. She was lost without you, lived a life of sin and defeat. But when she accepts you and does everything she can to please you, there's nothing that can separate her from us again. She will accept you. She will come back.
But will it be for good? I don't think that she understands there's not always going to be chances to make things right.
She knows. She's no dummy. She lets him lie right to her face and then tells herself lies so it all seems okay.
I try to tell her about that guy. I tell her everything that she needs to know. And it's as if she just doesn't believe me.
You stay here, faithful, at this altar. And when she's done playing his games, she'll see her faithful groom waiting for her. There's still time.
Okay. I'll be here waiting. For now.
Well, welcome back. Doesn't it look so nice? It's very clean.
All right. A little too clean, though. Are you a germaphobe or something?
Excuse me? Get your feet off of this. Jesus made this for me. It cost him a lot, you know.
Relax. It's not like he's here to see. Not everything has to be so perfect all the time.
Well, you know, we put a lot of work in making this clean again after, well, you know what happened
last
time.
You invited me over. You know exactly how I am. You either take me as I am or I'm out of here. Lighten up.
I guess I'm being a little rude. I mean, a little dirt never hurt anyone, right? Come on, guys. Come on in. What? It's fine. Come on.
I guess we could give him a try.
I think I'm going to call him to see how he's doing.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm still here, waiting.
I said I'll be back tomorrow, okay?
That's what you said the last time.
Well, the way he's acting, it might be sooner than that. Can you believe he put his feet on the table that cost you so much?
Are you honestly surprised? I mean, he can't treat you right. And he hates everything about me and hates everything that I've done for you.
Right, I shouldn't be too surprised.
Look, just come back, okay? I hate seeing you go down this road. I don't want to see you get hurt, and you know what comes next.
I know I'm complaining, but he's really not that bad.
He's not that bad. Okay, well tell me, what's he doing right now?
It's okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You enjoy his jokes for a little while, until he makes your misery the punchline.
Miserable. You know, it's kind of nice not having to be at the altar all the time and do everything you want me to do.
Sounds like he's the one making me miserable.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the one making me miserable.
Me? I paid a heavy price so that you can keep him out of your life. I mean, don't you remember what your life was like before we met?
Listen, I said I'll be back tomorrow, okay? Can I please? please sit down on my own couch?
Nah.
So I can't do what I want to do in my own house?
Well, yeah, just as long as it doesn't interfere with me or what I want to do.
That's not how this works.
Excuse me, sweetheart. That's exactly how this works. So, I'm staying the night. I'll be in your room. You're sleeping down here. And then tomorrow... The real fun begins. Doodle.
Really? Stuffing all over the house? What is he, a 3-year-old? Come on, guys, it's really not that bad. I mean, we're almost done cleaning anyways.
I don't know. This doesn't feel right. Your place was perfect before you invited him back. Now I can't even think of this mess.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Come on, guys. Are you really my friends if you leave when things get just a little tough? I told you, we're gonna go back tomorrow. Everything will be back to normal, I promise. But you could have at least asked first. Hi, my name is
the... It doesn't matter who you are or who we are or what we're even doing here. Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Oh, do you need a hug?
No! Well, a hug won't free me from the swirling vortex of doom that life is. But thanks.
Oh, come on, friend. Put on that garment of praise. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah. I don't feel like smiling. I don't feel like jumping. I don't even feel like dancing. No, I don't want to even try.
Oh, jeez. Can I leave? I don't like them.
Well, if you must know, I've been waiting for that since you got here. So yes, by all means.
None of my friends are going anywhere, okay?
Yeah. Don't go outside. What if you go out there and get hit by a bus? Hmm? Or... You get stung by a mosquito that has a Zika virus, huh? And you end up dying and leaving your parents in a swirling pool of despair and depression.
Now that's my kind of party.
Can you even think of all that panic and fear cloud in your brain? Be anxious for nothing. Come here, let's pray and think on good things. Things that build, edify, and bring peace.
What, so you can make me forget about all the potentially horrible things that are in this world? What if you didn't wash your hands this morning? I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to break my hands. You're not gonna break my hands, lady!
You know what? Maybe Joy is right. I don't think we can all dwell together in the same house.
Smartest thing you said all day, so... Bye. We have work to do.
I'm not working.
By work, he means just do whatever we want and not care what anyone has to say, so...
Is anyone going to let me decide what I'm going to do in my own house?
Oh, you already made your decisions, sweetheart.
I didn't decide this. You know, I think I'm going to call my groom. He'll know what to do.
Hey, I've been waiting for you.
No, I was supposed to come back this morning, but he brought his friends over, and now there's this weird tension in the house.
Well, what did you expect was going to happen? I mean, this happens every time that you leave me.
You know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I just needed a little break.
Well, he's already kept you longer than you were willing to go. And I gave you the authority over him to keep him out of your life. I mean, resist him. He must flee. I gave you that power.
You know, I don't want to be rude.
I know that him and his friends are wrecking your house, and you don't want to be rude. I mean, there's nothing good about him. He brings depression, fear, and rebellion.
Guilty, and I, like, don't care.
Hey, sweetheart, so your friends are still here, and I need them to leave.
I already told you, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
If you don't kick him and his friends out, then joy, peace, and love are going to leave. And when they do, he'll just have his way with you.
I've already had my way with her.
What? No, that is not true. He slept upstairs, and I slept downstairs, I promise.
Again, are you surprised that he's lying? Look, just come back to me, okay? We could forget all of this. We could start over. We could start new. I promise.
Who cares what your boyfriend thinks or what your stupid friends think, what your dumb groom thinks? When you want them gone, you'll get rid of them. Right?
Yeah. You know, I'm just really tired of you trying to keep me in a box and control me all the time. I said I'll be back and I meant it.
You don't have to do things the hard way, but I see that you're going to make that choice.
I'll be back, okay?
Hey. So, your friends are still here. They need to go. They've caused a rift in the atmosphere.
Really? Because we were completely at peace until these idiots showed up.
How? Yes. How can you be at peace when you haven't possibly thought of all the imaginable ways you can break your ankle if you take one more step?
I'm not gonna break my ankle, guy.
You're lying. Why are you always lying?
All life is a lie, really. It's one big illusion of hopes and dreams. And then one day you wake up and you just realize you're just dead on the inside.
You don't have to be dead on the inside. Love is the greatest thing you can ever possess. Everything is done through motivation of love. That's probably why you're so sad all the time. You need love. Just like your groom's love. Can we please go back to him? Your other friends are putting a damper on things.
Literally nobody even asked you to be here, so anytime you want to leave, there's a door right there. You should use it.
I want him here, okay? I mean, I know you guys are all different, but can't we all just try to get along? I really do want you all here.
We can't all coexist in the same house. What does the light have to do with the darkness? Nothing.
Darkness?
Right here.
Oh, I can help you with that.
All right, everybody, just stop, okay? Just stop.
Excuse me? I can't work with those ones out here, too. If you don't tell them to leave, I'm eventually going to go back to your room.
Fine, then. Just go, okay? Love and joy. We'll figure out how to make peace by ourselves. Just go.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going back where I belong. I pray you realize where you belong, too. Soon.
Thank God, finally. Maybe all the other goody pieces don't
share. Yeah, maybe it's for the better. One less person taking up space in here.
Yeah, it's great. She finally left. But wouldn't it be better if it was just... you and me?
Oh, no. We do not want to do that. We've already spent way too much time away from the groom.
You know, a lot of time has passed. You're getting kind of old. Have you been able to accomplish everything you've wanted in life? Or are you just going to be a huge disappointment to your parents?
At least she won't have to pretend that her family actually made her happy in her last moments of her pathetic life.
No, she won't have to pretend, because I'm going to be right here every step of the way until she decides to go back to the room. Isn't that right?
Well, actually, I don't want to have to pretend like I'm happy all the time.
Wait, that doesn't even sound like you.
No, but I have a lot of thought, you know? I mean, and I feel different things. Like, sometimes I'm happy, I'm mad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated.
Look, darling, I come from the groom, remember? No one's asking you to be pretend. Just remember everything that he's done for you. And then I can get to work. Go ahead. What has he done for you?
Yeah, let's go down memory lane. Let's see. He keeps you in a box. He doesn't let you have your own friends. Oh, yeah. He wants you by his side constantly. Is that really the kind of life you want to live? No?
Okay, girl. Now it's time to tell her to be quiet so we can get you laughing again.
Well, but she's kind of right, though.
Wait, did you just come into agreement with her?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, folks, that's my time. Toodles.
You know, your friends are trash. Running back to their master because they can't stand to be away from him for more than 10 seconds. Zero independence. Let's just hang out on the couch, just the two of us. Not what I had in mind.
Is it a scary movie? I've heard of movies that put people into cardiac arrest. I'm not trying to die.
Bri, can we watch a movie that makes us cry? I just want to cry. Don't you want to cry too?
Actually, I do kind of want to cry. That's all right. I'm just going to get through this little rough patch.
It's okay. You'll feel fine with me next to you.
Oh, thanks, love.
Take the next step forward in our relationship with this guy here, okay, Cupid? It's time to leave. Get out!
No, I am not going anywhere.
Just face it, no one wants you here.
Yeah, if you don't leave, like, right now, we're just gonna end up forcing you out. So why don't you follow in the footsteps of all your other little friends and get out? Don't you realize that with him in the way, you can't do what you want? Just let go and be free.
That's the thing, though. You think you'll be free, but you'll really just be in bondage for the rest of your life if you kick me out. The greatest thing you could possess is love.
But the love makes you vulnerable.
What's up with you? Why are you so worked up?
There's just so many voices. I can't think straight. Oh,
okay, I think I see what's going on. This is what happens when you let the wrong kind of influences in your life. Maybe you should tell him to leave. You'll get much better.
I am not leaving. When was the last time you even talked to the groom? Just call him. He'll set everything straight.
I don't need one more opinion in my life.
Attagirl.
Yeah, you know, I really think it's best if you just go back to the groom. It's just too tough in here with you here. I'll see you when I get back to the groom, okay?
No one calls the groom for you. The relationship with him yesterday doesn't count for today. You need to make your relationship with him new and fresh every day.
Are you hearing this? There he goes. You gotta and you have to, because I hate that.
Yeah, you know, stop trying to tell me what to do, all right? Just back off.
Okay, I see that my time here is up. I'll see you back when we get to the groom.
Yes, now.
No.
No.
The fun, the real fun, can begin.
Yeah, great. Now I can do exactly what I want.
Ride. I'm looking at the stock market here, and it looks like it's gonna crash again. So, what I would suggest doing is getting yourself a year's supply of water, about 17 generators, and penicillin. Lots and lots of penicillin. Making it even 10.
Yeah.
10.
Can you guys just keep it down? I'm trying to listen to music. It makes me feel worse than I already do.
I could really use some sad music. Can I listen?
Yeah, just give me a second. Here you go.
Life is so sad, and my heart hurts so bad. Why am I living like this? Oh, I cry, cry, cry in the middle of the night. Night. How could you do?
Yeah, that song was really sad. Like my life right now. Here, that's gonna make you feel better. Hey, why did you do this to my picture of me in the groom?
Because everybody thought your relationship with him was like a total joke anyway. So now that you're free of him, it's time to let go and live a little.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Since I haven't been with him for a while, Things have been great. With this guy, I can do what I want. I can say what I want. I can go where I want. You know, the more I think about it, the more angry I get that I wasted so much time being controlled.
No, no, I'm not doing anything. Well, nothing important right now. Oh, you did. That sounds great. No, no, I can be over in like 5 minutes. Yeah, no, no, I'll see you soon.
excuse me, but your sugar is right here. Who is that?
That was just another bride.
What?
Ooh, busted.
I have other brides. Didn't I tell you that? I don't believe in monogamy.
Listen, I'm one bride and I need one groom to love me.
You thought that I cared about you?
Oh, guys! She actually thought that I loved her! That is so cute.
Pathetic, really.
That was so
There's gross. The heartbeat.
I gave up everything for you.
That was your choice.
Look at my house. You ruined it.
It looks fine.
You bullied my friends away.
You told them.
You're seeing someone else.
So are you.
Oh.
Are we really so different, you and I? Well, was it your friend said? Oh, yeah. What can the light have to do with the darkness? Face it, right now you look, sound, and act more like me than you ever have in your entire pathetic life. You thought I cared about you. No, no, I hate you. I hate everything about you. And I hate your groom. Every time I heard this pathetic voice on the phone, it made me pretty much as close to happy as I can get.
My house is a mess. How am I going to clean this up?
Your problem. Come on, guys. On to the next. Hey. On to the next. Hey.
Yo, B, what's up? You know, your timing is perfect. She is beyond repair. Yeah, no, come over like right now. Yeah, before he comes.
Is that my groom? Did he come back? Groom? Oh. Hey.
Okay, I guess I'll come in then.
Well, better you than no one, I guess.
Actually, that's why I'm here.
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you hurt. Hurt badly.
What was your first clue?
Touché. So tell me what happened.
I hate them.
Who?
My ex-boyfriend and my groom.
Yeah, I'd hate them too. In fact, I hate the fact of ever getting into any relationship after that.
Well, it's kind of my fault too.
No, it's not your fault. You're the victim here. You're the one that was betrayed. You don't deserve to be treated like this. In fact, you don't deserve to even open up your heart to allow anybody else into your relationship.
Yeah, I'm not going to be with either of them again.
I don't blame you. And then when all your friends just left you like that, and the love of your life just keeps trying to troll you.
Hey.
You poor thing.
At least you understand me.
Yep. I got to understand you so much. I brought you a gift.
Really?
To take away your pain.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Well, what is it?
Well, this is a cage, of course. You get in it, and I lock it.
Why?
Well, trust me, if you ever want to be safe again and you don't want anybody to ever touch you or even be able to get to you, you get inside, and I lock it. You don't never have to worry about that everything ever again.
But once I get in, how do I get out?
You don't. That's
Why?
The point. You'll be safer inside. That way, I can't even get to you.
Okay. You know what? I do feel really safe in here.
See? Now, I can't even get to you, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, this is much better.
Okay, well, see you around.
Wait, you didn't say you were leaving me too.
I have other lost brides out there I need to go find.
You didn't tell me I was going to be alone in here forever.
Oh, did I leave that part out?
That's it. I hate everybody. If anyone tries to touch me again, I will kill them. I'll be fine. I'll heal all my cuts and bruises from my ex-boyfriend. I'll find love and joy and peace by myself. And you know what? They'll wish they never left me. I'll show them. I'll show them.
Hey, it's good to see you. You look terrible. Where are you?
Hey, I'm still at home. I'm doing okay, I guess. It's really nice to hear your voice and to see you.
It's nice to see you too, but are you in a cage?
Yeah.
You let bitterness in, didn't you?
If that's what you want to call it, I guess.
Let me get you out of there.
No, I'm actually really comfortable in here. Hey, Jesus, can we start over?
Yeah, absolutely. But let me come over there and get you out of there, okay?
No,
I'll be on my way.
I'm really safe in here. Can't we just talk through FaceTime? I mean, I can still see you and hear you. Isn't that okay?
It's not the same. This long distance thing just doesn't work out that great. I can't lead you or protect you or guide you with you that far away from me.
But I don't want to let anyone near me or close to me again. I'm just afraid I don't want to get hurt.
I'm not going to hurt you. I'm your first love, remember? Let me get you out of there, okay? I'll be on my way.
Okay, I think you're right.
Oh,
Why do you want to check on me? You don't love me, remember?
Well, if you must know, this is hilarious. You were with the groom, and you thought he was putting you in a cage. And now, through process of your own decisions, you have now put yourself in a cage. Just irony. I kind of love it.
Well, joke's on you, because even you can't touch me in here.
I don't want to touch you. I just want to chat.
I don't have to listen to you.
Well, with your groom gone, and your friends abandoning you, I'm the best you got.
So where was I?
Oh, yeah. You're stupid. You're stupid, you're selfish, gullible, pretty ugly now. And, oh yeah, this is all your fault. How does that make you feel?
Like I wish I never left the altar. Why did I think I needed a break from the best thing that ever happened to me? Such an idiot.
Yeah, you are. And this is completely irreversible. There's no hope. Nobody can fix it.
You're right. He didn't have to call me. He doesn't have to wait for me. But he does. I was so terrible to him. I just wish if he could hear me right now, he could hear my heart when I say that I'm so sorry, that I wish I never left him, and I wish I could spend eternity with him.
Well, you can't. Okay, face it, you're my slave. You're bound, completely alone, helpless. Or who can plunder the strong man's house unless he first binds up the strong man?
I never thought you would actually come back.
You need to leave now.
Technically, okay, I don't need to go anywhere until she says so.
This is my bride. I paid for her freedom with my blood, so I'm telling you to leave now.
You came back for me.
Of course I did.
I can't even look at you. I'm so ashamed.
Listen, you called out to me with a genuine heart, and I came to get you. It's as simple as that.
I'm not good enough for you. Look at me. I'm all dirty and beat up and alone.
If you could fix yourself, then you wouldn't need me. And it's my joy to give you a beautiful life with me. So let me do that for you.
I don't think I can forgive myself. I was so terrible to you. I'm just so embarrassed.
Hey, look at me. I thought you were worth saving. I thought you were worth dying for. That's your true worth, and no one can say any different. And if I've forgiven you, then that's all that matters. Come back to the altar with me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. Where were we? Do you have your vows?
I do. Jesus, you sacrificed so much for me because you love me. And because of your love, I'm no longer bound with sin. Depression, fear, and rebellion is no part of me. No longer can bitterness keep me in bondage. You have freed me. I can never repay the debt that you paid for me because you...
All right, that's enough. Ready to get out of here? I can tell you're getting bored.
Choose carefully, bride. I stand here at the altar waiting eagerly for your return. There will be a day where you will look for me, but you won't find me. You will call out my name, but I would have already taken my true bride home. Take advantage of this moment and accept me into your life. Aren't you tired of the heaviness of this world? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I present to you life and death, and I wish that you would choose life. I don't promise that life would be easy, but I promise to never abandon you, to never forsaken you, to provide for you, to heal you when you're hurt, and to always care for you and to guide you and lead you if you would let me, before it's too late. For in the days of the flood, people were drinking and eating, marrying and giving into marriage, up until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they were oblivious until the flood swept them all away. And so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. There's not much time left. I am coming soon. I am coming soon.
Speak now or forever. Hold your peace.
I don't know if you're going to get a greater gospel than what was just preached. I'm not going to preach a sermon. I don't think I need to. That preached the whole thing. The question is not where the groom is. The question is, where's the bride? Listen, if you've known Christ and you've walked away from Christ, you know exactly what was being done up here. Was not a fictitious story, but truth. The great return is Jesus rose from the dead so that you and I could have life. He saved us from death. That we could be called the bride of Christ. That we could be married to Christ. Have a relationship with the living God. And today the question is simple. It's very simplistic. What decision do you make? Please don't lie and deceive yourself and become delusioned with your own mindset? Do you really love Jesus? Or are you still playing with good old Lucifer? Have you made your commitment at the altar? Or are you trying to play with both? It don't work. Jesus is coming for a bride that is without spot or wrinkle. And Jesus is coming soon. We're not talking about joining a church. We're talking about joining in relationship with Jesus Christ. Having your sins washed away and you being called the bride. Soon and very soon, the trumpet of God shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air. So shall we ever be. But remember, I want to remind you in Scripture, Matthew 25, there were 10 virgins. Five of them were ready. Five. 5 of them said, well, you know, I'll just get some more oil later. And when the groom showed up, the 5 that were ready were taken. But the 5 that were not were running around trying to find some oil, and there wasn't any. And they were left behind. You cannot expect the blessings of God and be in relationship with the devil. This is not an all-inclusive. This is by invitation and choice. This is the day. Now is the time for salvation. If you take your last breath or the trumpet of God sounds at this very moment, are you going to be with him for eternity? Or are you just kind of hoping? You don't have to hope. You can know. Today you can make your vows between you and Christ. Maybe you find yourself in that cage. Maybe that's you. Maybe you were sitting in that cage and you said, that is who I am right now. God is saying, those who call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The groom will always show up and open up that cage. And he doesn't just open it up. When you make a relationship with him, he cleans you up. Amen. You don't got to clean yourself up. He cleans you up. You don't have to fix yourself. He fixes you. For greater love has no man than this, and he laid down his life for his friend. You can't play both ends of the stick. And truthfully, in these last days, there will be a separation between the sheep and the goats. Hear the prophetic word from the Lord. There's coming a season that is coming quickly, says God, that is going to separate the sheep and the goats. Those who at times have eaten in my pasture and said that I am their shepherd will be given the opportunity to become the sheep or become a goat. And the separation that will happen quickly. It'll bring a broad gap. And those that are ready will go. And those that are not will stay. Satan is a horrible taskmaster. He will lie, twist, contort. He will hurt, he will wound. As long as you'll allow him to. But Jesus gave you victory over the devil. Amen. When that resurrection day happened, that day happened that literally life came back into Christ. That is our victory, that we have full authority over the power of the devil. Today, my question to you is simple, very simple. Where are you? What does your couch look like? What clothes are you wearing? Are you in the cage? Or are you at the altar? It is simple. It's called the gospel. And today I challenge you to sell out to Jesus. Nobody in this room is going to tolerate your wife or your husband having a boyfriend or a girlfriend on the side. And God doesn't tolerate it either. He's a groom coming back for a spotless lamb, a spotless bride. Amen. Bow your heads with me this morning. Today, if you do not know Jesus, or if you know you're not right with God, well, you know, my pride is going to hold me back. My pride is going to tell me to sit in my seat. That old whispering devil in my ear is going to tell me, you're okay, you don't need Jesus. If that was true, and you could pay for your own sin, then why would he have died on the cross? He came for you to give you life, and life more abundant. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you know you're not right with God, and today you want to get right with God, today you're in bondage, you want to get out of bondage, I want you to be brave. I want you to slide your hand up and say, I want God this morning. Is there anyone in the room this morning that needs Jesus Christ? Thank you, young lady. You can put your hand right back down. Is there anyone else? Thank you very much in the back. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Come on, I'm not going to wait long. Don't let your pride hold you back from being the bride. Well, they might think, who cares what they think? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Come on, anybody else? One more call. 5, 4, 3. Get your hand up. 2. Remember, you are making a decision. You are making a decision. Last call. And 1. If you're making a decision right now online, I want you to grab your cell phone. I want you to dial 97000. Type, I am saved. Someone's going to reach out to you. We want to make sure you not only start this race, but finish this race. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. I don't know about you. This is one of the best that Minister McKenzie has ever written. And I thank God for her gift. And thank you so much, Minister McKenzie. We love you. Thank you for your team. You know what I'm going to ask God? That those who are not right, this is going to haunt you. I pray you wake up in the middle of the night, the Holy Ghost brings this back to you. That you find you wake up yourself in a cage. I mean, like, bam, that's me. I do want you to know when that happens, it doesn't matter where you are, call out to Jesus and he'll come and open it up. Amen. No matter where you are, he'll be right there. He loves you so much. You don't have to get right in a church. You can get right wherever you are. Bow your heads with me. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending Jesus. Jesus, our minds cannot comprehend the price that was paid for you to buy us back from our sin, for you to give us authority over the power of the devil, for you to break the back of the devil in our lives. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Love, joy, and peace. We love you. We thank you, Jesus, that you are our sustenance, that you are everything, our all in all. We thank you that you are our groom, and we honor you this morning, and thank you for the privilege of being your bride. The bride is coming home. There is a great return. Fill your houses all across this nation, across this world. God, bring in the lost. Jesus, those that are backslidden, I pray you'll shake them. Shake them at the very core of their feet. God, they'll call upon your name and get right. Before it's too late, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Thank you, Jesus, for Resurrection Sunday. Thank you for a refreshed, renewed relationship with you. We honor you this morning. And everybody said, amen. If you raise your hand right after service, Mindy's right over here. I don't know what color that is. What color is that shirt? It's coral orange. If you need to get right with God and you did not raise your hand but want to get right with the Lord, Mindy's right here. She'll pray with you, encourage you. We got Bibles for you. We want you to finish this race. We love you. Please leave orderly. Put your masks on. And as you leave, make sure if you have not been able to give, it's right in the back. Thank you so much for blessing me on my birthday. It was a great, great season.
everlasting thing is you. You are forever, you are forever. You are the one that I run to. You are my treasure, you are my treasure. The only lasting thing is you. You are forever, you are forever. You are the one that I run to. You are my treasure, you are my treasure. And took away my shame. There is only one.